This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz. Podcasting. It's easier than you think, and Free FM has everything you need, from help with initial planning right through to hosting and delivery across popular podcast platforms. Our content creators are just ordinary people delivering engaging weekly podcasts and radio shows on all sorts of issues that affect them, their communities, and our society. We're really keen to support new content by, for, and about a wide range of community groups and issues. Interested? Go to freefm.org.nz or see our Facebook page to find out more.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Otago Access Radio, and also Radio Kidnappers in Hastings. Hello to everyone wherever you are, or if you're listening to us from the future because you are listening on a podcast. Maybe you have gone to the Free FM website on freefm.org.nz, or maybe accessradio.org, or on your podcast player, like Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast player you like. I'm thinking we're on quite a few. I can't guarantee we're on all of them, but I know that Fighting Stigma Show is on quite a lot because I know I listen to them on my phone occasionally and go, hey, that's really good advice. I should totally be following my own advice. I should do that. But it can be one of those really awesome things. Also, different ways to listen to the Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM is you could try, if you've got an Amazon Echo device, you could use the Free FM 89 Alexa skill. Or if you've got TuneIn, or if you just want to do live streaming because you've got a computer and that's the way you live your life, you could go to 89FM live streamed, and you could just go to the Free FM website, which is, again, is freefm.org.nz. So yeah. So I'm Vanessa, your host, and today I want to talk, kind of following on from our last 2 weeks of having really wonderful conversations with Susie. So last week, Susie talked all about how yoga is her passion, like finding that dream, that goal, that passion in life has made such a difference for her. So I thought I'd do a two-part show, so half this week and half next week, all about setting goals. So this week's going to be about kind of the basics around setting smart goals. And then next week is all going to be about how to find motivation, kind of what are some of the things that can really make a difference to kind of get up and go. Or sometimes it's one of the things to avoid because those are the things that create hurdles in life. But before I get into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those details for Progress to Health, and you think Progress to Health might be something that'd be helpful for yourself or someone you know, and you live in any of those areas, so the Waikato DHB region, in the Taranaki region, or in Taupō, you can grab all those contact details at the very end of the show, because I play that ad at the very last thing that I do, well, the very last thing that gets played on our show. So between now and then, grab a pen and paper, and you better take down those contact details for Progress to Health. And I also have at the end of the show, as always, which another with pen and paper may be handy for, as I do our support line section. So at the end of every single show, I do a section on support lines. So there's a whole bunch of different support lines. So if you're needing some help, someone to talk to, and there's no one around, like every single show, you can actually come in and listen and grab all those details. So same thing, if you've actually found us on a podcast, feel free to grab any of those shows that you can find on the podcast and listen at the very end. There will actually be all those support lines. So you don't have to wait until next week. But if you want to, definitely come back and check us out again on Free FM next week. So, goal setting. Because Susie talked all about how having something to work towards made a huge difference, and having something she was really passionate about, it was huge, right? And one of the things I do know around like having bipolar and anxiety myself is that sometimes setting goals, knowing what I'm aiming for, having the motivation to get up and go, kind of just even the thought process of any of that stuff is really hard. But one of the things I have recognized for myself is that what makes a really big difference is when I do feel up for trying to tackle some of that stuff, is having a real process around it, having something that I can kind of not so much fit into a box, but I have some things I can tick off so I know what I'm aiming for, what I'm working towards, what I need to do next. Makes it a lot easier when the anxiety is getting really loud or the low mood is sort of sucking all my energy out. So I find actually having a goal and having it set out with action steps and things that I'm going to work towards, and quite often I make them really small steps, so they're really easy to do, like makes a huge, huge difference. So what I'm going to do today is talk all about setting goals, like talking about the really basic nitty gritty of how sometimes what people find can make a real difference when you're setting goals. So I'm going to do it from the SMART goals perspective. So if you haven't heard of SMART goals before, it's S-M-A-R-T, so the letters that spell SMART, and they stand for specific things. So S is for specific, M is for measurable, A is for attainable or possibly achievable, R is for relevant or realistic, and T is for time frame or time bound. So it's you setting it in time. So I'm going to go into each of those and kind of like how you separate those all out. But what I'm going to do first is I'm going to play us a song, because I personally think having a little bit of time to kind of go, how do I actually set goals, can be quite good before I get into the nitty gritty of how I think is a really great way to set goals. So I'm going to play us a song. I'm going to play a Sound the Ocean, Spring, here on Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM 89.0.
Months of dreaming and hiding from the shadows let me down. They always let me down. Fleeting hints of daylight, never ending evenings let me down. They always let me down. But a song begins with a kiss from the sun.
So welcome back to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0 Independent Community Media. I'm your host today, Vanessa, and I'm talking all about SMART goals. So specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound, or time frame. So I really like SMART goals. I really love when I first learned about them because I'm like, oh, that's so why so many of those goals don't work, because I'm not doing those things. So it's really important to think about when you're setting a goal, how specific is it? So if you look at the S in SMART, it's for specific. So are you saying, I want to lose weight? My goal is to lose weight. Well, that doesn't give you a lot of specifics, does it? It doesn't tell you who, what, where, when, why, how. It's not telling you kind of what exactly is wanting to be achieved. So you need to provide enough detail to know exactly what you should be doing, exactly what you're working towards, and exactly what you're trying to achieve. Right. And kind of sometimes you might want to put in there like really about kind of what it's going to look like. So what you're going to achieve, what steps it's going to take, who's going to be involved, how long it's going to take, like when you're starting, when you're finishing, how you're going to know you're finished. And then some of that gets answered by the measurable. So the M in SMART is measurable. So it's the things that it's like, so how will you know when you're done? So what is like, is it, I want to have a goal so I can run 5 kilometers within 4 minutes. Like, I don't know if that's actually achievable. But, you know, what you have, like, you know, what is it that you want to achieve, right? So what is, how do you know you got it? So it's like, could be instead of I want to lose weight, it's I want to lose 30 kilos. So you want it to be measurable. So you have evidence of the completion. So you want proof that you succeeded and that the time isn't wasted. And it's like, for me, it's really important to have it measurable. You need to know what you're aiming for. And so you need to actually have something, because like losing weight, that doesn't mean anything. I could take some hair out and technically I've lost weight because I weigh like, what, I don't know, 5 mils less than I did, grams less than I did previously. It doesn't actually count. But, you know, having an actual amount that you know you're aiming for, what are you working towards, right? And which comes in is really important once you're thinking about that for the A. So A in SMART is attainable or achievable, which is all about is like, is this something that is physically possible to do? Is this, we're not saying, I'm not setting myself a goal that I'm going to run a marathon in 1 month, when currently I can't even run 1 kilometer, let alone an entire marathon's worth. So that is not attainable. It's not achievable, right? And you need to have it, it's like, is it something you really want? Do you really want to do this? Because if you don't want to achieve this, if it's not something that's really important to you, then it's not going to be something that you're going to be able to do. Is it actually attainable and achievable? Like, is there monetary costs? Is there time frame costs? Is there geography issues? Like, is there resource issues? Like, what is the things that may stop you? Is this something you can do, right? Don't set yourself up to fail when you're starting, because actually what we want to do is kind of help you overcome the hurdles, not create new ones. Which works in really well with the R of the SMART goal. So it could be either realistic or relevant. So relevant is like, is it relevant to you? Is this realistic in your life? Is this something that's important to you? Right? So plan for things that you can actually carry out. So plan for things that are important in your life, things that are going to make a difference for you. Is this your goal? Is this someone else's goal? How does it fit in with your life right now? Does this extend your life? Does this make your life better? Does this take your life closer to where you want to be? Or is what's happening is that you're choosing someone else's goal because they keep telling you this is the thing to do, right? And so you think, well, actually, I have no other ideas and they'll shut up if I actually start doing this. Like, what is it that you're doing? Because it needs to be about you. It needs to be something that will make a difference in your life. And it needs to really be realistic, right? Because it has to be planned, something that you'll carry through. So you start small and you increase the amount that you do. And it needs to be something that you can create right now. There's no point me setting a goal that I'm going to lose 30 kilos and that I'm going to do that by going to the gym every day. Well, because that's not realistic. I can't make it to the gym every day because I just know myself. Like, I will not do that. So there's no point doing that. Like, I'm better off saying I want to lose 2 kilos in a month and I'm going to walk once a week, because that is actually attainable and totally achievable and is relevant to my life, because actually what that might be is that I'll start doing something as opposed to doing nothing, which is sometimes what the goal is actually just to start moving, right? So the T of the SMART goals is about time frame. So time bound, time frame, it's about setting the start point, the end point? How much time are you literally going to use? How much time is each step going to take? It's like kind of in a way to set yourself a deadline. It can be completely malleable as much as you want it to be, but literally it's like, how will you know when you've achieved your goal? So if we go for that whole idea of I want to lose 30 kilos and we're looking at it within being measurable and attainable and relevant, like, yes, losing weight is definitely relevant in my life and it is realistic. Losing 30 kilos is a lot, but it is it's an achievable amount depending on the amount of time I give myself. So time frame can be about, when are you starting? So I'm going to lose 30 kilos starting on the 1st of November 2019 and finishing by 1st of November 2020, right? So maybe that's 30 kilos is a lot in a year, but it's totally doable, right, if you push yourself. So it's about making a time frame. And maybe it's about going, well, that's way too big a goal. That's like crazy big. So I'm going to take it back and I'm going to go, so 1 month. What can I achieve in 1 month that will work towards my ultimate goal of losing 30 kilos in a month or a month and a year and a year and a half, right? So what can I do in a month? So for November, so I'm setting a goal for November that before the end of November, I am walking 3 times a week, at least 1 kilometer each time. And that's a goal I know I can achieve. It has a time frame and it's totally achievable and it's specific. And then what you might want to do is you might want to put in action steps. So what this does is it breaks down the actual ultimate goal, like so the big smart goal of I want to lose 30 kilos in 1 year, right? I want to lose 30 kilos in 1 year by like Christmas 2020, right? So that's the goal. That's a smart goal. But what we want to do is we actually need to make it into steps, because actually that's huge. Like, where do I start? And you may want to break it down into smaller goals, and then you may want to break it down to action steps. So this is literally something I did when I wanted to start doing exercise again. And I ended up breaking it down like until I got smaller and smaller action steps, until such time as I got something that nothing came up for me that went, that's too hard to do. Right? And it's not even that it's too hard to do. It's like, you know how your brain does that thing where you're kind of thinking, oh, I could just get up and do the dishes. And then you're like, oh, but my back's sore. And then I have to find the scrub brush and I don't know where it got put. And oh, those dishes are really smelly. Like, you know, you come up with all those reasons not to. I keep making my goal steps smaller and smaller until my brain didn't give me an excuse. It just went, oh, yeah, I could do that. And so sometimes that could really work. Sometimes you can't manage that. Like, that's, you actually just need to do the step, right? You're going to come up with a whole bunch of reasons not to do the step, but you just need to do it, right? But so when I was trying to get myself to start doing exercise again, I literally whittled it down to my first step was find my sneakers. Because, like, let's be honest here, I can't go for a walk if I don't have my sneakers. Because actually, I don't know about you, but I don't like walking in jandals or, like, boots. Mostly for the fact that my feet and my back really don't like it, so I won't do it again. But I just need to go find my sneakers. So that took, all of 5 minutes to have a bit of a hunt around in the back of the wardrobe and then look in another cupboard and go, hey, look, there they are. So that was done. And the thing is, I had done that step. I could then go do something else if I wanted to. That was awesome. But I really whittled it down to really small and achievable steps. So when I actually did the action steps, one of the things I found that was really important is I pictured it like a ladder. And someone talked to me about, like, kind of using the visualization of a ladder. So your goal is at the top of the ladder and you picture your action steps as each rung of the ladder. Because it makes perfect sense. If you want to get to the top of a ladder, you just take each rung one after the other. You don't take the fifth one and then the second one and then the ninth one and then the third one, right? You just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like all the way up the ladder, right? So if you actually, and you don't have to think of these in the right order to start with. You may have to have a shuffle around a bit later on to work out which order to do the steps in. But maybe it's a case of making up a whole list of, these are the different steps that will take for me to achieve my goal. And then what I'm going to do is work out some order and what will build on each other. So it could be, my first step is going to find my sneakers. My next step is to ring my friend and saying, hey, I need a walking buddy because I'm probably not going to walk by myself. Do you want to go for a walk tomorrow afternoon? And then the next step is actually just going for a walk. And then the step after that is going, actually, I need to have some form of reward for this because actually I'm not going to do it if I don't have a gold star somewhere, and going to buy some gold stars. right? Like, so it's finding the things that build on top of each other. And sometimes the thing, the next rung and the action step is actually just doing it again, especially if it's something around achieving certain things like losing weight, getting fit, anything like that. You actually just have to keep doing the same things over and over at a certain point, and that's completely fine. That is actually exactly at the heart of what you need to do. Like, the action step is just repeat as necessary, because that makes a real difference for actually your growth in that space. And it's one of the things I really like about when you're doing action steps is you write down literally what is this? What is the action step? And then how will I achieve it? Like, what is it going into it? And then what's the completion date, my target completion date? So you almost do a little bit of a mini SMART goal for the action steps. But what it means is that you actually have something to work towards and aim for. Because what can be really huge is that actually we get really stuck on going, I don't know what to do next. It's so overwhelming. It's so big. I don't know where to go. And it's like going, okay, so make it as small as possible until your brain's not squeaking at you quite so much, and go, okay, do that one thing and do it now. And sometimes what I find when I'm getting really, when there's certain things I'm wanting to try and work towards and I need to make it a bit more manageable, I make the action step something that I can achieve in the next set amount of time. So it might be, what can I achieve in the next minute? What can I achieve in the next 5 minutes? What can I achieve in the next 10 minutes? Everyone has a different amount of time that's an amount of time that feels manageable, right? So you'll know yourself. You'll know what you can actually handle, what doesn't set off any anxiety or low mood or kind of like, I can't, it's too hard, right? Sometimes I literally go, what can I do in the next minute, right? What can I do in 10 seconds? Because when I'm really, really anxious, that's what it gets down to. But normally with goals, I do it like, what is a single action I can do? And that's normally anywhere from about 5 minutes to about 30 minutes max. Like, normally 30 minutes would be a couple of steps to a certain extent for me, because I need them to be quite little so that my brain doesn't get loud. And that's just what I've learned about myself. And that's how I find it makes it work really well. So that's been a quick synopsis of SMART goals. So hopefully that's given you a few ideas of kind of like how to kind of look at goal setting, how to maybe look at some ways to overcome a few hurdles. And next week, we're really going to get into like overcoming those hurdles. So how do we increase motivation? How do we create motivation? What are some of the things that successful people do against some things that people who are like just really busy and never actually achieving the things they want to? What are the differences there? So tune in next week as well for that. But what I'm going to do right now is play our regular segment of support lines. So grab a pen and paper and write some of these down. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So Need to Talk 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text. 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health. So they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening, you're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. Now, don't stress if you missed that. I do play that at the end of every show. But unfortunately, that's all I have time for today. So hopefully come back and join us next week on the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. From us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.